I understand that this is your first role in musical theatre. What made you want to take on the role of St. Jimmy in the first place?
Oh, why not? God, I was thrilled to be asked to do this. It's an absolute honour. And I love a challenge, and I've never done anything like it before. And you know, being a musician, you get to be on stage every night, and it's a form of art, and it's really fun. But when you've been doing it for a really long time, you're sort of, you know, looking out for other avenues that you can delve into that sort of challenge that side of your brain. And I've always wanted to do something like this. So when the opportunity arose, I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. You know, like I could have ended up playing Doris Day or in The Wizard of Oz or something, you know, and that would have been super uncool. But now I'm going to play St. Jimmy in a Green Day musical. You know, it's the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. I'm stoked.
You've said that you can totally relate to the split personality of Jesus of Suburbia and St. Jimmy. What is it that you can really relate to?
Because St. Jimmy is the main guy's alter ego. So he's like the little devil on his shoulder that's in his ear going, go and do this, you know, the naughty guy in his ear. See that chick over there? Go and get it. You can do it. You know, it sort of fills him with false confidence, and a lot of that is fueled by drugs. So I always feel like I have this little devil on my shoulder all the time telling me to do things that I shouldn't be doing or wouldn't normally do in a sane state. And sometimes you choose to listen to it, and other times you choose not to listen to it. And in this particular role, when he moves to the city and chooses to listen to it, it ends up sort of being his demise. So I kind of like that because I get to be the badass.
But you've had your angel on your shoulder the other times being able to rein you in, is that correct?
No, see, that guy never came to me. It's just normal or the bad guy. I'm still waiting.
What other themes, though, in the musical do you relate to?
Well, the music itself is, like, really well put together. It's really clever. Green Day, like, the lyrics that they've written for the record were really well-written stories, and it sounds like they've actually thought of this in advance, like, thought of making it a musical, because the way they speak in the third person and they've got characters and all the characters relate to each other. And then when it was revamped for a musical, the songs were pulled apart and redone with different instrumentation and a lot of really beautiful backing vocals. And then you really notice how clever and crafty the songwriting is, his choice of chords and the way they have orchestrated the vocals around it. It's sort of got this 50s twist. It's always like got sort of Beach Boys-y thing going on. And it's very cleverly put together. So the really loving the music more than I thought I would. So when the more I get into it and the more I'm studying all the parts, I realise how crafty and clever it is.
But as the role's alternating with Phil Jamieson, what are you going to bring to the role that's distinctive?
Well, I mean, I guess I'll have to tell you that once I've done my first rehearsal, but I figure, like, we're all quite individual characters. So everyone's going to play it in the way that comes naturally to them. So I'm sure there will be differences in our approach to it. All we can really do is be honest in our delivery and give it our best shot. So, you know, Phil and I are quite similar in a lot of ways, but very different in other ways. So it'll just be our nature, you know. So once I've done a few rehearsals and I've got a handle on the character, I guess I'll know more about that as we go. But, you know, we're both professionals, so we'll definitely be giving it everything that we have because we don't want to delve into a different form of the arts and, you know, have people say that we suck at it because, I mean, it'll just be a career ruiner. That's the last thing we want. So I know for one, I'm going to be busting a hell of a lot of ass to make sure that I'm as good at this as I possibly can be. And because I want to, and it's fun.
That just leads into my next question. So you're alternating in Brisbane with Phil Jamieson, and then I understand Adelita will be performing the role interstate. You guys would have come up around approximately the same time. Has that enabled you guys to collaborate together? Or what sort of work, if any, have you been doing, the three of you, in preparation for the role?
Yeah, well, we're all mates and we've known each other for, you know, about 20 years. So that's always a good start. And it's, well, so far, everyone's been really supportive. And there doesn't seem to be any competition. It's like, you know, where are you up to? I'll help you with this. Like Adelita and I have been talking about getting together and training together, which I think is really cute. And she's just lovely. So I'm in very good company being sharing the role with her because I just love her to death. And I think she's going to be amazing at this. But we've never done, as far as collaborating together, we've played on festivals and stuff like that together, but we've never actually, like, you know, sang together or done any, never done anything like this.
why are you only performing in Brisbane and then Adelaide taking over interstate?
I'm doing Brisbane, Melbourne and Darwin. And I'm not sure which one she's doing, but everyone's sort of peppered around. And I think they're just trying to give the audience diversification. So, you know, people might like to go and see the show twice with different Jimmys because, you know, I'm sure it will be a different experience for whoever's playing the role. So I think they do it deliberately so that we've got a bit of variety. You know, Nicole, it's the spice of life. What they say.
That's true. That's true indeed. And so you're not getting a cookie cutter version of the musical with every city that they go to.
Exactly, yeah. It keeps them on their toes.
Where are the great Australian musicals?
Where are they?
Yeah. There hasn't been any for a while. I know we've done some.
What about Shout?
Yeah, but
that's a great Australian musical.
It is, but
Dora Johnny O'Keefe, it doesn't get any greater and more Australian than that. He's one of my heroes.
Oh, definitely. And there's been on Peter Allen, there's been some fantastic ones, but there hasn't been any recently that's been written. Do you have an opinion on it?
I would like to see more, if that's what you're getting at. Yeah, more. Because I think that musical theatre is such a great step. I think people, like, especially as we get older, you know, there's one thing to go to a rock concert and stand in a hot, sweaty room and jump up and down. But now people want more. They want the experience. They want to be able to go and sit down and, you know, drink wine and eat cheese. Just like that day on the greens are popular now. It's a more comfortable, pleasant experience. So people of our generation who used to go and sweat it up a big day out now want to be able to be entertained and to relax whilst doing it. So I think musical theatre is becoming more popular, and I think it's a really good time to sort of fuse the two worlds. So, yeah, more of Australian musical theatre would be a great idea. I will keep that in mind. Maybe I'll write one.
Exactly.
Stranger things have happened, Nicole.
Oh, certainly, but also too, rock music's emotion and intensity translates so well into the medium. I'm surprised, and especially with our rock history, that it hasn't happened earlier.
Yeah, exactly. No, now's the time. So maybe if you and I bang on about it, we'll start some sort of underground movement, which will turn into a commercial frenzy. One thing will lead to another. It'll be anarchy. Everyone will be doing it.
I would certainly love to lay claim to starting off a frenzied anarchy movement, so I'll see what I can do from my end.
Wouldn't we all?
Thank you so much for talking to me this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.